This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated as the chief guest at Seychelles' 50th National Day celebrations. The occasion also showcased participation of two Indian Navy ships and a contingent of the Indian Armed Forces, reflecting the deep bonds of friendship and maritime cooperation between the two nations. Earlier, addressing a joint press conference after delegation-level talks with Seychelles President Patrick Hermini in Victoria, Mr. Modi said India envisions an Indian Ocean where maritime security is ensured alongside economic prosperity and where partnership is based not on size but on mutual respect and trust. He said India's vision is to make the Indian Ocean an ocean of opportunity.
Meri Seychelles ki yatra ka sandesh spasht hai. Bharat aise Hind Mahasagar ki kalpana karta hai. जहां समुद्री सुरक्षा के साथ आर्थिक समृद्धि भी बढ़े, जहां हमारी साझेदारी आकार नहीं आपसी सम्मान और विश्वास पर आधारित हो, और जहां हम हर देश के पास पास नहीं साथ साथ चलें.
The two countries also exchanged several agreements in a range of fields, including agriculture, finance, space and health. On the occasion, PM Modi was conferred with the Guardian of the Blue Horizon, Seychelles' highest distinction for leadership in environmental conservation and sustainable development. Later in the day, PM Modi addressed the National Assembly of Seychelles. Mr. Modi reached Victoria on Saturday on a three-day visit to the East African island nation. On the sidelines of the Seychelles visit, PM Modi met with Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam. The two leaders discussed the ongoing cooperation between India and Mauritius. They also reviewed the progress made in the implementation of the special economic package extended by India. Both leaders reaffirmed the significance of the India-Mauritius enhanced strategic partnership under India's vision Mahasagar and neighborhood first policy and their shared commitment to the Global South. India categorically rejected allegations made by Pakistan regarding the recent incident in Karachi and termed them as baseless. In response to media queries, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranadhir Jaiswal said that instead of pointing fingers at others, Pakistan should look inwards and take credible action against the terror infrastructure on its territory. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will launch the Samagra Shishu Bal Swasthya Karyakram during the 16th conference of the Central Council of Health and Family Welfare in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that it will carry forward the vision of Pehle Teen Saal Sampurna Dekhbhal, recognizing the critical importance of the first 3 years of life for child survival, growth, nutrition and early brain development. Four traditional agricultural products from Madhya Pradesh have been granted the geographical indication or GI tag. They are Sitahi Kutki, Nagadaman Kutki, Bengani Arhar and Kshatriya Dhan. The State Agriculture Department described the recognition as a major achievement for farmers. A sessions court in Maharashtra's Bhiwandi remanded the three accused arrested in the Maharashtra teacher eligibility test paper leak case to police custody till July 6. Investigators suspect the involvement of an interstate examination racket. In Assam, the flood situation in Dhemaji has worsened following days of heavy rainfall in the district and neighboring Arunachal Pradesh. The raging floodwaters of the Saimen River have washed away a portion of a crucial railway bridge, entirely cutting off rail connectivity in the area and bringing train services to a complete standstill. State Disaster Response Force is carrying out rescue operations in Ujjalpur village under the Dimau Panchayat, where the 60 stranded families are being evacuated. Chief Minister Dr. Hemanta Biswa Sarma stated that the situation is being closely monitored. India's Kidambi Srikanth advanced to the men's singles final of the US Open Badminton Championships at the Titan Gym in California. Srikanth defeated Japan's Yudai Okimoto in a hard-fought semifinal yesterday. He will face Su Li Yang of Chinese Taipei in the final this morning. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian men's team defeated England 3-2 in the penalty shootout after a hard-fought 0-0 draw in the reverse fixture at the Lee Valley Hockey and Tennis Centre in London. And that is the end of this news bulletin.